In the days before the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster, lower-level engineers at NASA talked among themselves about what would happen if falling debris during launch did worse-than-expected damage to the shuttle. In a series of emails released by NASA, the engineers predicted that in an extreme case, the shuttle's left wing could fall off. That apparently is what happened on February 1st when Columbia broke up 200,000 feet over Texas. Joining me now is NPR's Richard Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Who are these engineers and why were they discussing disaster scenarios?
These are engineers both at Mission Control and at NASA Langley in Virginia. These guys had been brought into the process early on while they were discussing the debris that fell and hit the shuttle's wing because they were experts in the landing gear, and they were asked a question. If the landing gear area got hit by some of this debris and ended up heating up, how much should they worry about that? So they had been thinking about whether the tires would blow up and things like that from this. And apparently even after Boeing had done an analysis and concluded that the foam falling would not cause serious harm, these guys kept talking to one another by email. One of them said in transmitting these emails to his boss in Houston, from which they were released, he said it was considered a what-if exercise. The team did not have concerns about the tile impact analysis.
And what were they saying to one another behind the scenes?
Well, I think one of the most telling emails was written by William Anderson, who was from the prime NASA contractor, on January 31st, the day before the catastrophe. He said, "First, why are we talking about this on the day before landing and not the day after launch?" He says, "If there were evidence of this on this flight that tiles were missing, I might be worried." So then they go on to describe, well, what if? And they talk about how wires in the wing would fail as the insulation failed, and that how melting could keep occurring. And as NASA has known all along, basically, if it gets hot enough, they were describing what would happen to the aluminum structure of the wing, which is it would get so hot that it would essentially melt and lose structural integrity, and the wing would fall off.
Did they suggest anything be done to reduce the risk of disaster?
They were talking about, they were thinking towards the end of the flight, if there were problems with the landing gear, what should they do? Could they try a belly landing? Could they land on water? Or should the crew bail out? And one of these guys said, you know, if the wing is off or has a big hole in it, it's not going to make the runway, and the gear question is moot, the question about the landing gear. But then they went on to say assume that, you know, if you could make it through the atmosphere, then the best option would be to have the crew bail out. There did not seem to be a way to have the shuttle land if one landing gear wasn't up or working properly.
Did they take their concerns to the shuttle managers?
There's no indication in these emails that it went all the way to the top, although one email says shows that it was forwarded to the head of NASA Langley saying, should we take this to NASA? But one interesting thing they did do is a couple of these emails talk about the fact that some lower-level people at NASA had gone to the Air Force, the Strategic Air Command, and suggested that they take a look at the shuttle when it was still in orbit. The Strategic Air Command has telescopes that can see objects in space, and they had started this process, and apparently the Air Force had even started to gear up to do this. So, but then after the analysis came in that said the tile damage shouldn't be severe, they sent another email off and said, "Sorry we bothered you about this," and I can find a quote from that email. It says, "I told them they could turn off their system, which was in high gear, to get the data. In retrospect, I probably should have let them go, as they may not respond as well next time, since we cried wolf on STS-107. STS-107 being NASA's designation for the mission. So they'd thought about using the telescopes, and then they ultimately decided that there was really no need.
Any of this useful to the investigation?
I'm sure it will get a lot of attention from the investigation, which is run by Admiral Hal Gaiman. It's not clear exactly how they can what they will do. I mean, in retrospect, we know NASA should have acted differently. But the harder question that they have to ask is, you know, should they have known? Should they have done something different at the time?
NPR's Richard Harris.